It's Monday, September 5th, AD 2022. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Last week, International Christian Concern sent one of its Nigerian staffers to visit the site of an unusually brutal attack by Muslim militants earlier this summer in Nigeria's central state of Kaduna. The attack began in typical fashion with Muslims on over 100 motorcycles converging. While many villagers fled, some fought back and even managed to surround the attackers. It was when the tide began turning in favor of the villagers that a helicopter appeared, according to locals, and began firing on the villagers. The helicopter even bombed the local church. Tragically, 32 villagers were killed in the attack, reports International Christian Concern. In moments like these, Romans 12:19 comes to mind. Leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, "The Lord says, it is mine to avenge, I will repay." As Argentina's powerful vice president, Cristina Fernandez, stepped from her car outside her apartment in Buenos Aires on September 1st, a man pushed forward with a gun, pointed it just inches from her face, and pulled the trigger with a distinct click, reports the Associated Press. However, the loaded weapon evidently jammed. Fernandez's security detail seized the gunman. The 69-year-old former president of Argentina was unhurt. The gunman was identified as Fernando Montiel, a 35-year-old street vendor and Brazilian citizen. He sports a neo-Nazi black sun tattoo on his elbow. On Saturday, former President Donald Trump ripped President Joe Biden for his ominous speech in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Listen.
Joe Biden came to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania to give the most vicious, hateful, and divisive speech ever delivered by an American president, vilifying 75 million citizens as threats to democracy and as enemies of the state. You're all enemies of the state. He's an enemy of the state. You want to know the truth?
On August 8th, FBI agents seized over 11,000 documents and photographs without classified markings from the home of former President Donald Trump, reports the Epoch Times. They also took 103 documents marked classified, including some marked top secret. In a wide-ranging speech at a Pennsylvania rally on Saturday, Trump framed the FBI raid this way.
The shameful raid and break-in of my home, Mar-a-Lago, was a travesty of justice that made a mockery of America's laws, traditions, and principles. The Biden administration invaded the home of their chief political opponent, who is absolutely destroying him and everyone else in the polls, I hate to say it. Getting permission from a highly political magistrate who they handpicked late in the evening, just days before the break-in, and trampled upon my rights and civil liberties as if our country that we love so much were a third world nation.
An assistant principal in a Connecticut elementary school was placed on administrative leave after a viral video uncovered that he allegedly used discriminatory hiring practices, reports LifeNews.com. Project Veritas spoke with Coz Cob Elementary School assistant principal Jeremy Boland about his hiring process for elementary school teachers in newly released video footage, which we have linked in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Boland said in multiple undercover interviews that he does not hire Catholic or conservative educators and attempts to hire candidates exclusively under the age of 30. He described a recent job posting, which he claims had 30 applicants. Boland said he only interviewed people under the age of 30 because, quote, sometimes the older you get, the more set in your ways, the more conservative you get, end quote. In the same interview, Boland said, quote, believe it or not, the open-minded, more progressive teachers are actually more savvy about delivering a democratic message without really ever having to mention their politics, end quote. James O'Keefe, the founder of Project Veritas, argues that Boland's hiring practices are a violation of the state's non-discrimination laws. And finally, Drew Kahn is a modern-day miracle. Following an awful motorcycle accident just days before his 23rd birthday, doctors declared him brain dead, but his family held on to their faith. When he was hit by the car, the impact was so intense, it knocked off his helmet, reports GodUpdates.com. Drew suffered a traumatic brain injury, two punctured lungs, a broken shoulder, and a crushed pelvis. His doctors had zero hope for any kind of recovery. His mother, Yolanda, discussed the doctor's diagnosis.
He was declared brain dead. He looked like death, smelled like death.
For 244 days, Drew Kahn lay in a coma, unable to do even the smallest task. Doctors said that even if by some miracle he awoke, he'd never walk or talk again. For 8 months, Yolanda prayed. Even after Drew woke up, he could not speak right away. One day at home, he said, quote, "Mom, I'm okay. I love you, Mom," end quote. Since then, Drew remained persistent in his rehab.
Head up, good.
Stand up, one, two, three. Stand up, stand up.
A couple more steps, come on, stay tall.
Drew, you got it!
He's not supposed to be able to walk, he's not supposed to be able to talk, he's not supposed to be able to be a thinking person, he's not supposed to be able to count money, fill up the gas tank, go to the refrigerator, microwave his food.
Today, he can do all those things. His mom said, quote, "One emotional point was he asked me, quote, 'Where's my Bible? I want to read Psalm 100,' end quote. Verse 5 says, 'For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations,' end quote. Speaking through a special device when his voice is weak, Drew has this message.
My story represents never giving up hope. All things are possible when God is in it. I just would love to tell others to never give up.
And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Monday, September 5th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.